Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. All right, it is 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, time for Local Motives. My name is Josh, and in the studio tonight, we've got Society Inc. Just nod if you can hear me. All right, well then, let's do this then. All right, you hear me now?
Yes, we do. Perfect. I don't listen very well.
No, that's fine. How's it? So, are you guys all set in there, you think?
1 second.
Seems all right.
Well, we're live on the radio, so.
It's the way to have it, right? Rock and roll's by the seat of your pants.
That's right.
Fake it till you make it.
So, want to just go around, introduce who's in the room, and...
We'll do. I'm Alan Moore. I'm a songwriter, and I deliver vocals when I can.
Dave Holmes, guitar. Lead guitar. Thank you.
Kristen Chute, bass.
And Dave Pike, drums.
All right, so Alan, Dave, Kristen, Dave.
Yeah, right? That's it. The crew right there, the crew.
And where are you guys from?
We're listed out of Westbrook, Maine, but everybody likes to use Portland as a roundabout area.
Portland.
Everybody knows
Whatever.
Portland. Everybody knows Portland. Number one, right?
Right.
The number one port city.
I know. I can see one per... Oh, two now.
Haha, there we go.
Three? All right. So we've got four people in the room there. You guys want to jump right into a song?
Yeah, let's give it a show.
All right.
Well, we recorded last August with John Wyman. It was a great time. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of skills, great guy. And
yeah,
we'll play the first track off it. It's called September Days. And we'll give it a shot, see what we got.
Perfect. We'll be right back.
The Blaze on guitar over there.
All right. So this is a huge departure from our last week's show where it was one guy and an acoustic guitar.
Unbelievable.
A guy I love, by the way. But yes, huge departure.
When we show
love
up,
it.
When we show up, they go, are you guys going to be loud? Ha ha ha.
I thought this was a folk band when I booked you. Drat.
That's funny.
That is funny. You guys just want to roll into another one after you tune up? Hey, we really appreciate this, man. We had nothing else going on a Friday night. It's pretty fun.
So glad you're here.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Rock and roll. This next song's called, it's the second song off the title track. It's called Courage of Hearts. Don't you want to, don't you want to escape from here? I don't want to, I'm too scared to be brave like a man. The children, they try, they fail sometimes, muster the courage of hearts, fight all our wars with our guns. I know why. Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? I'm screaming out for you. Lost in sound, smashed to pieces, hiding the truth. Is there anyone who cares? So much solace in our lives. People just stop and stare. I know why. Holmes.
Pretty good, except this damn.
Don't stick that guitar neck into the light socket. Could be an electric story over
that,
here.
That would be, well, that'd make for an exciting show.
Haha, yes, it would. He's electrified.
It's electric.
I've known, go ahead, sir.
So, how long have you guys been playing together?
This gentleman, Dave Holmes, the Blaze over here, we've been playing together for 17 years on and off of different projects. And, over the years, I joined one of his projects to help him out as a good friend, and then he joined one of my projects to help me out, and now we got a project kind of together, and it's been really fun. It's fun to play with people that's like family. We're all like brothers.
And the rhythm section is newer, you said, right?
Brand new, fantastic. Kristen Shute, she just started playing bass She was playing violin in a bunch of local bands, and she's really quite bright and talented. Started playing bass 3 months ago, and she came aboard. And then she brought Mr. David Pike back here. And they really gel very well together, and we're excited. We've been running this group for 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
And it's really gelling. We're having a good time, and it's going well.
Nice. So just 3 months?
This is...
But you have another CD from earlier with...
Correct.
Under Society Inc., right?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. I gotcha. You're about 3 months old.
That's a preemie.
No, Alan sent me a message and said, hey, do you want to play bass in my band? I said, Alan, I don't even play bass. He's like, yeah, but you play violin. It'll be a cakewalk. Come on, let's go.
They both have four strings.
Ha ha. That's how we do it, right?
It works.
By the seat of your pants. It's the only way to travel.
That's right. And so you guys, well, on the CD here, the CD is Dead Man's Birthday. And both of those songs were from this, right?
That's correct. We
September
did that with John
Days and Courage of Hearts.
Yep. Yes.
Up at Halo?
Yes. Yeah. What a great studio.
No doubt. And so people can get this? They can go to Bull Moose? Or
we're not on Bull Moose yet. We're still waiting for our second dupes to be made. And I guess it's the holidays. Everybody's taking their time.
Yeah.
Rock and roll's expensive.
Online? Can people listen to it online?
Yeah. Feed that to them, will you?
Yeah, go on to, it's probably easier to go to the Facebook page, Society Inc., and you can check out the Reverb Nation page that we have set up, but you can either search Reverb Nation or on Facebook. It's easier to get there through Facebook.
Yeah, we'll have, when I post this next week on localmotives.org, there will be links to that stuff. So.
Awesome.
So it'll be easy to find.
It'd be nice to be able to sell music, but we just like to get it out there so people can listen to it, you know?
Selling music's tough.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody has money for food. How can they buy rock and roll, right?
Yeah. My wife would agree with you, but...
And it's more fun. I'd like people to come out to our shows. That's when it's the most
Definitely.
Fun.
Yeah.
Actually, we got a big rock and roll show coming up January 7th at Skybox Bar and Grill in Westbrook. It's a small pub I actually operate over there, and we have big rock and roll shows over there. Nice. We'll have, we move the stuff out of the way. We have a big 16 by 20 foot rock and roll stage we put in, and we roll in the Ted Nugent show, and we like to pack the bands in. Sometimes we'll have 10 bands out there, and everybody has a good time.
So who else will be out there January?
This one coming up, Barry Ivan Young's going to headline. He's going to play from 10 to 1 in the morning, and then some of our friends, 240 Gordy, they're an incredible local rock and roll band also. Us, Society Inc. There's another couple special guests, but I'm not supposed to say anything because we don't want to upset anybody. I don't want their Facebook to blow up, I guess. You know? And then actually, even during the day, it starts at noon, and we have like country and bluegrass music during the day.
Sweet.
And it's absolutely, it's phenomenal. It's a good time.
That
we
sounds
do this
great.
We do this, I think, every month over at Skybox. We have an all-day show. It starts off nice and mellow, the acoustic sets, and then it gets into the harder rock during the evening, and it's been a great time every time.
That sounds awesome. So January 7th.
January 7th at 212 Brown Street.
All right. More music?
Yeah, let's play one more.
All right.
I'm getting a little warm. How about you? I think I'm shedding pounds over here. There's another one called For the Moment.
Thank you. secure. I thought she was a. They knocked him down. I dig the graves. Maybe it's my fault. Yeah, maybe it's my.
We got a call while you were playing.
How's Kristen over there feeling?
I feel great. It's a little warm in here, but besides
that. It's a little warm in there.
It does.
If the cops call, we're used to it. It happens sometimes.
No, I don't know. I've never had a band this loud in here since I've been here anyway.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's one of my New Year's resolutions to have more loud bands in here.
How nice.
We popped that cherry.
Not that I love a lot of the music around here. I love most of the music around here, quite honestly. But it's always nice to have some loud guitars.
Oh my God, you can't beat them.
No. So I got a phone call while you guys were playing that song, and I'm supposed to tell you, Alan.
Was that Mrs. Moore calling me?
No.
Look out! I'm in trouble.
He didn't sound like a Mrs. Moore, but he wanted you to know that. Your show is the 5th.
Yeah,
oh.
Saturday, not that. Monday.
Hey, somebody's paying attention out there. Yeah. Who was that crazy man? That's very good.
Yes, it is the 5th. Yeah, I thought that.
Hey, I'm on a need-to-know basis. If I don't need to know, I don't. I should know that.
So January 5th at the Skybox.
Very good.
All right. So you got Toonie?
I do a lot of tuning
a little bit.
I do a lot of tuning. I love it.
This is the tuning song.
Give me something to do.
Don't mind them. They just do it to keep busy. Keeps
I think
them out
so.
Of trouble.
I think it's a nervous anxiety.
So right. How about do you guys want to do one more and then we can do one from the CD and you can step out of that room for a few minutes?
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
what do you want to do? What do you want me to play on the CD when we're done here?
Okay, we've played three of them already, so...
Yeah.
September Days.
Yeah, September Days is real good.
We just did September Days.
We're going to play it live, though. We'll play it off the CD.
That's right.
Sure, grab one of the other ones we haven't played yet.
Are you playing all of these that are on the CD tonight?
Probably. We're just rocking right
That's fine.
To this. You want to try
It's going to sound different.
What are you drinking? We'll do Drinking Expectations and have them play Back of My Mind on the radio.
However you guys feel. If you guys are happy, I'm happy, yeah.
Then the rest of them are not on the album, so we should play them.
This song's a anti-domestic violence song. It's called Drinking Expectations. On the kicks.
That's in the back. trust that I embody. The difference between pleasure and shame. You heal my soul by your presence. Instill in me, keep faith in pain. The road is long, I am living. Spirit chases away.
All right, so it is 8 o'clock here on Local Motives. You're listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. My name's Josh. And in the studio tonight, we've got Society Inc. That was a song from their CD, Dead Man's Birthday. The song is called Back of My Mind. And just real quick, we're going to read the weather while the band filters back into the room. So let's... Tonight, going to be mostly clear, lows around 18. Tomorrow, Saturday, snow likely, mostly in the afternoon after 3 p.m. Highs around 33. Maybe up to an inch of snow tomorrow. Then Saturday night, snow, lows around 23, and another 1 to 3 inches then. Sunday, snow showers likely in the morning and early afternoon. Highs around 33, so we're due for another 2 to 4 inches of snow this weekend, I'd say. Yippee. Drive safely. Stay home if you can. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs around 31. Monday night.
Three and four.
This just in. I'm told play tracks 3 and 4. We'll get to that, though. Let's see. New Year's Eve. Is going to be mostly cloudy, lows around 21. So, the band's back, but they don't have headphones on, so they have no idea that, oh, yeah. Dave's got headphones on anyway. Oh, hold on, I'll talk to Dave for a minute. How's it going in there?
Pretty good.
Oh, and Kristen's got headphones on.
I'm prepared.
All right.
I saw this coming.
It's a little warm.
So how are you guys doing while, while they're getting headphones on.
We're doing awesome. We're just back here in the corner holding up the rhythm section.
That's all about.
That's
what we do.
I was
having a great time.
I was handed another CD as you guys were coming back and told to play tracks 3 and 4 at some point here. Long Lives and Miss You.
That's from we're gonna play Miss You Live right now.
Oh, okay.
We're excited about that. Everybody knows who's been playing rock and roll in town here for years. Big Sound was a great piece of music history.
Yeah.
Everybody made their records over there for years, and in 2011 we were fortunate enough to go over and blow the mothballs off, and we leased it at an incredible price, and we did a lot of beer drinking over there, and but we really got a good product out of it at the end, and we really enjoy those songs. Whiskey and Urination, you can't play on the line because of some cuss words, so we'll probably play that live later on.
And I love beer.
Without the cuss words.
Without the cuss words, yeah. There's only a couple, but you got to respect the radio gods, right?
You sure do.
I got to give a shout-out to, we got a couple bar rooms out there listening to the show, and that's fun for us. The Brass Rails got this tuning on their Ricky Vaughn's playing over the mains over there, and even the Skybox is listening to it out in the street, so that's exciting.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm joined here in the studio by DJ Diamond Dave.
Greetings, Josh.
He's a great guy. He's rocked the Skybox a few times himself.
You guys sound great.
Good. Hey, I'm glad you like it, man.
I'm glad to be here. And thank you, Josh, for letting me talk.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
I was a little shy. I was like, I'm not going to...
Now, you're on the radio tomorrow night at midnight, Dave, right?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yeah, Jukebox Deja Vu.
Radio never sleeps, does it?
No. Somebody's here 24 hours a day.
Man, that's insane.
Shout out to my mom.
What a gentleman. You got to love the kids. They're all polite.
Alan, I gotta ask you, where did you get the name Society Zinc? That's fascinating. Where did you get the name?
Well, it's kind of fascinating. I used to be a really nice, friendly person, and then I became a businessman.
No.
And capitalism kind of turned me kind of bitter and sour. And I'm like, geez, everything else I have is incorporated, so why don't we just take Society and incorporate them, and maybe we can all band together and do something, right?
Cool. Very cool.
Gotta have a lawyer. Yeah. Gotta have a lawyer. I don't even know if I can say that on the air without a lawyer.
Can't say anything.
Exactly.
Alan, I've got my dad's a lawyer and he's listening right now.
Oh, good. See, we got him on the speed dial. If we got to call a, what's that, lifeline? All right, we're going to do a song called, we like this one. It's a slow one for us, and it's called Miss You.
Than me, all this time that I've wasted, make your friends so casually, so many times we gotta fake it. When I crawl into your mind, please show me that there's hope now. 1,000 miles against the grain, I keep pushing forward, keep telling me you're lonely. Miss me, I know you miss me. Now that I've gone so far away, so many times I get so angry. Justify the means, you can understand me. When I feel inside your heart, I see you're still bleeding. Now that I've gone away, I know I miss you. I know I miss you. This time that I've wasted, make your friends so casually,
So many times we gotta fake it. When I look into your eyes, I see you're still bleeding. Now that I've gone away, I know you miss me. I know you miss me.
All right, Society Inc. here on WMPG's Local Motives.
You.
We've got Alan, Dave, Kristen, and Dave going clockwise there, I guess, from the middle. So it is just about 8:10, you guys. That means we've got 50 minutes. And by my count, you've played 5 songs, right?
Yep.
We're all bad at math in here. I'll tell you the joke, but it's a real bad math joke. The radio gods would not be impressed.
But you've got a few songs left, right?
We do.
Yeah, and we've got CDs here. So if people want to keep up with you, facebook.com/Society Inc, right?
And that's Society INC.
Right, INC, as in...
no commas, no periods. It is in the title, but they get rid of those for Facebook, so...
Those pesky internet standards people. Oh, Dave, I forgot to turn the microphone back on.
Right.
I'm not used to having somebody else in here with me, quite on. Where they kind of hover back there and yell at me.
It was pretty good. I reflect, when we had the big sound sessions out there, you'll play a track from that in a minute. It was really interesting. I would write a song on a Tuesday, and I would walk in. Gary Marston was actually laying the tracks on that. And we'd walk in, and I would teach him the song. Nobody makes records like this. I would teach him the song and speak it to him, and it'd take about an hour and a half, and then he laid those tracks down that night, and that's the tracks we kept. Nobody makes records like that. They normally take months, right?
Yeah,
they take
no doubt.
Lot of time and drive, but we get bored. You know, we have being rock and rollers. We have short attention spans, so we like turn it up and let's just rock and roll it, right?
What? You did it old school.
Old school. If it can't be fun, yeah, exactly. A lot back in the day, a lot of those guys would go in and cut a whole record in an afternoon.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
And what was that, a $30 budget, right?
Yeah.
I think that was Def Leppard was like $17 million or something.
Where do your lyrics come from, Alan? I'm curious because I've been listening very deeply into your lyrics.
I appreciate you asking that. I can tell you, I won't tell you all of them, but every word that's drafted actually comes from a place or a time. And I find it very, I'm getting old now, but I find it very important and crucial that all the words make sense. Because
cool.
Songs that, I mean, you want to do positive things and you want to have some sort of expression. So they're all real words, and maybe someday we'll have lunch and I'll give you the play-by-play.
Yeah, let's go to the skybox, man.
It was 1976, and I was out by the jungle gym, and I was thinking about this, right?
Now, talking about Big Sound there, is everything still there?
Yeah.
Everything's still there. It's just mothballed. I think it's for sale for like $1.7 million. Seems a little pricey.
Wow.
I could take out a loan,
I'm just kidding. I think it's 700 grand, but who's got 700 grand kicking around, right?
Oh, jeez. It's so sad. I mean, that's such a beautiful place in there, and...
It's sad.
Where it was a long time ago when I was in.
It's just like a museum. Nothing's changed. Yeah. And matter of fact, as we found out in 2011, you can literally walk in the door, fire up everything, and rock and roll.
That's unreal.
It's unreal. It's too bad it's going to waste.
Yeah.
But, I mean, John's got such a great thing up on River Road.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of investments up there. And everybody knows when you spend money for top-of-the-line stuff, you make top-of-the-line records.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think
definitely does.
We were still having trouble with the headphone mix out to Big Sound. 25 years later, we're still having trouble.
Not like here.
Not like here. You guys are doing a great job over here, man. You guys ought to have a recording studio.
We should say thank you to Jeff and Reed for making everything sound awesome.
Guys,
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff and Reed.
Thanks, Jeff and Reed.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, and if anybody wants to call in, number is 780-4909. I don't know how to put you on the air, but I know how to listen to you.
Ha, ha.
All right, so are you guys? Do you want me to do something off the CD, or do you want to do another song now?
Play another song, and then we'll
We're going to play one more. We'll play,
all right.
This is a song about a hedgehog called Whiskey and Urination. It's one of our favorites. We have a big population of hedgehogs who's really into the rock and roll we do. It's really bizarre. But hey, hedgehogs are cute. Nobody turns their back at a hedgehog. So it's called, it's a love song called Whiskey and Urination. And it's a fun punk song, man. Back in the Big Sound sessions, I was home one day and I go, man, I want to write a song with 7 parts and I never want to go back.
I love this song.
And it's real fun. And it's just fun. It's all in good fun.
And what's this called?
It's called Whiskey and Urination.
Whiskey and Urination.
Yeah, what's it about, Alan?
It's a song about a hedgehog. Seriously, I love hedgehogs. And so we're going to play this, and then I guess we'll play Out of Time and Long Lives off the discs, and we'll make it up as we go.
Okay.
I think I start, eh?
You've been uptown all night drinking. You stench like whiskey in your initial. But I'm in love with a mess, trying to live through all this problem, trying to help myself along the way. The killer of my heart, a love's asphyxiation. Times like these makes me wanna say, Suicide Tuesday. I've been like this since I was 16. I won't admit I've got some problems. Though I must confess, I am just back out as you are. Lonely days go by, come again. The killer of my heart, love's asphyxiation. Makes me wanna say, ah. Why the hell do they sleep with the TV on? Always so different when I'm around. We don't need anyone. We don't need anyone. We'll be right back.
I totally get the hedgehog part.
They're going crazy, man.
I got it. I got it.
I'm telling you right now, there's a big mosh pit of them in Westbrook. Freaking out.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my God. Dang. That was awesome.
That's probably definitely my favorite one out of all you've, you know, I like them all, but that's probably my favorite.
Everybody loves
punk. That's a jam.
That's my favorite.
Everybody loves punk music. You just can't go wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so that's from this
Dead Man's Birthday.
No,
it's not.
No, it's not. It's on this empty jewel case here.
It is. We actually never got to release it because I guess we just like to make records and never put them out.
The name of that album is Empty Jewel Case.
Yeah, I like that.
do you think that will see light of day sometime?
Yes,
or?
It will be.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I'm just kidding.
This is the plan.
Only because I love it. Sorry, love it.
It's real good. This is the plan. We want to have that duplicated up. And actually, this is Kristen's idea. She's like a Swiss Army knife having in the band. Because she wants to have two products. And we have two products.
Right.
And there's some time in between. It's kind of neat. We got the big sound sessions. And then we got the John Wyman sessions.
Yep.
So I just play drums.
Nice. Very good.
But during that last song, you had the...
Yeah, it was
funny. Yes. He's good at the da 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 da.
Me and Josh looked at each other and were like, wow.
That's how I call it.
That's a technical term, too.
Yeah. My full-time job is just mouthing drum sounds, so.
Digga, digga.
I'm actually a new drummer.
Does it pay well?
No.
No, unfortunately, yeah. Not pays anymore.
No. Now, so it... Are you guys? When did you record this? Just
that was August.
Oh, this year,
August.
You're just putting out.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, right. So next one going to feature violin.
Oh, man, sure. Why not? Why
what
not?
Dream, right?
That'd be awesome.
I play in a blues band. I play in blues band the Blues Mafia. I hate to plug my own band during my own band.
Don't be doing that.
Oh, come on. And I play electric violin with a wah pedal. And so it is a good time. It's very different. People are shocked. They're like, what is that? Oh, that's a violin. Really? You know, I thought that was a classical. Is it a fiddle or is it a violin? Well, I call it both. But I actually started playing cello when I was 16, and so I have more of a classical background. And I put that down for a while because I felt like it kind of put me in a box, and I wanted to jam with other people. So I came back to music in a band sort of setting, started singing. And picked up the violin because I thought it would be easier to carry. But then I had to start carrying amps. So that didn't
help
too
much. Hey, I'm a drummer. All right. Don't even start.
Ha, 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 ha.
Kristen, you haven't carried your amp yet.
It's because that amp weighs more than me. But thank you for carrying it for me, guys.
That's too fun.
Now, speaking of that, I mean, where do you guys, as far as their influences, I mean, Alan, what did you listen to that really sparked... Well, your musicianship.
You know, I'm a rock and roller. I'm an 80s kid. Sure. So obviously you got the traditional stuff like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Eric Clapton, the blues, Jimi Hendrix, all that old stuff, you know. I'm a big fan of pop rock, though. I just love pop rock because I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
And I always want to make money, right? And these days I'm listening to it. I don't know why, because we all, even though there's infinity of the possibilities of what we can do, we always revert back to what we know. And Dave Pike back here has me listening to some old Faith No More, which is a blast.
Nice.
And I'm listening to a lot of live Social Distortion these days. And we're thinking about adding some covers. But you know what? If you add one cover, then if people like you to do the covers. You
well,
become
you know,
a cover
and
band.
And Josh, I think you're going to agree with me on this. That's one thing bands don't do these days, you know, local bands. They don't. It's all covers now.
It's all covers.
And it's kind of disappointing because I used to go out to clubs to hear new original material.
That's what's neat about these shows. Actually, we got to plug JR and Geno's,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They're the godfathers of original music in this town. And if that club didn't exist 35 years ago, they wouldn't be writing originals today. And it's pretty neat. I like original songs.
That's where I started out, yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
They won't let you play covers there.
No, you get thrown out the front door.
No covers.
I mean... Yeah, I know what you mean. There's a lot of a lot of cover nights. And
I would
and
always
things.
Joke. That's you know, why I have a day job. That's why I don't play covers. Somebody out there was always like, will you play something I know? I'm like, no, man, I got a full-time job, so when I'm out here, I just do whatever I want all the time. No.
It's so refreshing to get together and write music together. We haven't done a lot of group writing right now, but what we'll do is bring different pieces to the table. Dave Pike actually is primarily a guitarist, so...
an incredible guitar player. Holy cow, this guy plays Aussie like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, there's a story behind that.
Yeah, there is, actually. Dave, you were on the road with an Aussie tribute band for a while, right?
Yeah, I was with Randy Hansen from America's Got Talent for a while.
That's pretty nice. Good. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Our faces were on the floor when Dave Pike started blowing out the Aussie tunes. I've never seen anything like it. We actually, you know what, before the night's out, you might have to have him play a riff because it's incredible.
We could do that.
Yeah, we still got some time on
the
clock.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
So you want to do one or two off the CD here?
Yeah, let's play a tune and come up with a game plan.
Which one do you want to do? I've got Out of Time or Long Lives?
We're going to go with Long Lives.
Long Lives.
Ding.
Which is number 4, right? Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I'll take a chance.
Sure.
Roll the dice.
Let's try it. And if it's not, then we'll... do Long Lives second.
You're a genius.
All
I
right.
Love it.
So, Society Inc., and this is Long Lives on WMPG.
Forward, keep telling me you're lonely. Now that I have gone away from here, I know you miss me. I know you miss me. Now that I have gone so far away. Sometimes I feel I wanna quit. I'm so fucking angry. I justify the means so you can understand me. When I feel inside your heart, I tell you're still bleeding. Now that I have gone away from here, I know I miss you. Yeah.
All right, so apparently that was the wrong song. But that was Miss You. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's what I did. Oh, well. Oh, here. I didn't know anybody was back in the room. I thought I was
We're
talking
prepared.
To myself.
We're here.
Well,
we're attentive.
All right, so that was the studio recording of Miss You.
It is.
And now...
That one's a bit more unique. We did just play that live, but... I like the studio recording.
Oh,
because
that was like four songs ago.
But what it is, it puts the effects on the voice, and it really isolates all the different parts of the band.
All right, so now I have Long Lives ready. No, it's all right. We're good.
Good.
I'm just going to go ahead and play Long Lives, and then we'll... Here we go.
Thank you.
right, so that was Long Lives by Society Inc., who are live here in the WMPG studios on Local Motives.
You know, as we sit here, we reflect about some of our crazy friends. Rock and roll can be a tough racket, and one thing we always like to say is, everybody out there, you got to be responsible the best you can. Never drink and drive, and always keep your friends safe, man. It's very, very key, man.
Is that what that song's about?
Long lives and some happy endings. Now, we were just talking about some friends of ours, because, you know, like, all of us, we live long, and some people live hard. And we've been lucky to live good. And it's important that your friends keep an eye on you, you know, be responsible. My good dear friend Gary Marston told me one time, he goes, "Wow, you're a wild man, but you're really responsible." Right? So as long as you keep it between the lines, I think, right?
No doubt.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, you know, sometimes for some people, it goes along with, you know, a certain lifestyle goes along with playing music and
excess.
I'm always like,
it doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And I've had arguments about it, but
oh, nice.
We're all pretty straight edge here. I mean, people say, "Oh, this is Kristen. She plays in the band, and she doesn't do any drugs. She doesn't do anything. So don't even talk to her about it."
That's why she's so bright.
Why are you laughing at me? See, now you're laughing at me. That's always what happens.
I appreciate you buying me a cab the other night, too, by the way.
Hey, that's what we all do, actually. Yeah, I buy a lot of cabs. You know, I'm in the booze business, and like Larry Sambo in the liquor inspector says, he goes, "The booze business is a tough business, and I'd rather buy you a cab to Cleveland to make sure you get home there, because it's cheaper on my liability costs."
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is. Keep people safe, you know, keep your friends, your family, and the hedgehogs.
One moment. Just a moment here. I need to remind everyone that this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right, so now with that out of the way. Influences came up the last time we were talking. So, round the room right now, what have you been listening to in the last week?
Oh, last week.
I don't want to scare anybody.
Oh, come on.
I've been listening to Lamb of God lately.
You're out.
You're out. All right, so we've got Dave. Dave?
Dave? Oh. I like a lot of everything. This last week, a lot of Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, some blues.
Nice.
And then I was hitting some Ask and Alexander for a little while, which is a lot harder, completely different. But, yeah, I like everything, man. Play it all. Love it all. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Kristen?
Well,
is your mic, do you just like looking at me, or is your microphone not working?
I like to look at you when I'm talking to you. Ooh. But I don't.
No, I understand. No, test.
No. Okay, yes, it is on. I actually just like to push Al out of the way.
She's very bossy.
Because I'm rhythm, so I just stay in the back. So this is my chance to push him. No, I'm just kidding. That's a complete lie.
You have an audience of one, and this is this is the time you chose to push forward.
Through the window over here.
Hey, sometimes it's more pressure playing for one person than it is playing for 1,000.
It could be.
You don't know how many people you're playing for. It's the mystery of radio.
What have I been listening to lately? Well, actually, I've been asking Mr. David Pike, the drummer here, to learn some Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks songs, because he actually comes and plays with a different band that I'm in. So I've been learning a lot of those songs, and a lot of Amy Winehouse. I know a lot of people think that's overplayed, but I get the more obscure ones. So that's kind of what's going on over here. I guess I'm on a completely different wavelength as you guys, listening to heavy metal. And it's not that I don't like it. It depends on the week.
That's right.
It's always different.
Got to keep it interesting.
Mix it up.
Move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I got Laid to Rest stuck in my head. Thanks a lot.
And Alan, how about you? What you been listening to?
Yeah, the same stuff. Some old Live Social D, man. They got a...
Oh, that's right.
He's really come a long ways, man. The guy's at his prime right now. Looks real good.
Yeah.
Looks real good, and that's real great when you can live a whole life, right? He was rock and rolling when he was 17, and now he's 50. And he's like, "I'm 50, but he's really in his prime. I guess we all mature as we get older and we get a little brighter.
Yeah.
And then
no, he's awesome.
It's nice when you can make it off the tour. I always laugh when everybody looks good when they're getting on the bus. 6 months later, they're all bloated and pale. I'm like, what happened?
So, have you guys been out? Have you guys toured around a little bit? Or?
Yeah, we played Empire, Dine and Dance. We played Geno's a few times,
yep.
Skybox.
And another show at Skybox coming up.
We play,
next
as
Saturday.
You, as you can see, I play Skybox a lot because I'm feeding my own pocket.
Well.
I'm a businessman. I'm a capitalist.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's the way it works. It's easy. It's convenient, you know.
But hopefully going to get out a lot more this spring and
yep.
Get some things going.
They've played quite a bit in the past and played quite a few different places, but this is like a different kind of configuration.
Yeah.
And so now we actually just wanted to take some time and gel together first for a while.
Right.
And we're really enjoying ourselves and haven't really put any effort into booking any gigs. I think we just have fun by ourselves.
Right.
But there's nothing more fun than going out and playing a gig. And we've played as far as Augusta and then in around Portland area, Westbrook area. We're going to branch out a little bit more and book some gigs.
Nice.
It makes for long nights if you're getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we all have day jobs.
We all have day jobs.
There is no way I can stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning these days.
Well, we make Al drive and we sleep in the back.
I mean, I'm planning to go out after this, and I'm like, oh, God, I've got to wake up and deal with kids tomorrow morning.
You got to be a mess. I can see it already.
Yeah. all right, so you guys have a couple more that you're going to play, right?
Yeah. We're gonna play one right now for you. We're gonna play a song, another big sound session called Out of Time.
All right.
And then we'll take it from there.
All right.
Say, if I take too much medicine, a lot of soul. Anyone can't find me, let me go. Break on through the atmosphere. Out of time. Wanna break the scene's tension. Lying on the gurney of my own reality thing. The damnation. Please keep me safe if I take too much medicine. Well, I know what's going on. You're saving me, my friend. Well, I know you can't go long without me once again.
Rock and roll, we still clam every now and again. Haha, if it wasn't for the clams, we'd be nowhere.
I wasn't expecting the end there.
Well, that's all right. Surprise, surprise.
That's what makes it more interesting.
That's right.
It does.
I like surprises.
Oh,
I
love, yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah, we'll try it.
What? We're
gonna, go ahead, sir.
No, what's going on?
We're going to do Back of My Mind.
You want to do it now? We've got like 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What do you got going on?
Whose phone was that?
John says they're playing Society Inc. on WMPG right now. No kidding, Matt.
Playing it? We're playing it live.
Matt just texted me, man. Matt from, he's a good guy right here. He's a 240 Gordy, great band. Ha, ha, ha. We love Matt Lang. He's a good man. We know over the years, man, it's, you know what, in life, it's really about the people you meet. And we've known some great rock and rollers over the years and so many good bands and people that inspire us to keep pushing forward, right?
Yeah.
Keep pushing forward and do the best you can.
I love that he just texted you to tell you that we're playing you.
That's classic, 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 classic. You only live once, right?
That's right. All right. And so, so what are we going to play now? You're going to play
Back of My Mind.
Yeah, this
back
will probably be mind. Our last live song.
All right.
And then maybe we'll chit-chat about global warming, huh? I still don't believe it because I'm a Republican, jeez. Right? I don't believe it. I talked to the polar bears. They said it's not true. I'm like, he was 80 miles, 360 miles out in the ocean swimming looking for an ice pack. But
what's the hedgehog position on global warming?
They no comment on the hedgehogs. They're like, hey, we're on shore. We're all set. As long as it don't affect me, I'm good, right?
That's right.
I'm just kidding. Global warming is a serious thing.
That's in the back of my mind. You hold my pain when I'm sorry. I just don't have the time to stick around. And all my life I've been trying to release this prison chain. And all alone, quiet. Nothing's gonna save me. This even trust that I am fighting. Give with me to pleasure and shame. You heal my soul by your presence. I need to keep facing pain. The road is long, I am living. My spirit chases away darkness. And all alone, quiet and silent. It's you that's in the back of my mind. I'm on my way again. I'm gonna win that time. No matter what it takes, nothing's gonna save me. We'll be right back.
All right.
That's all the live footage we have for you.
We got one more.
I thought you had one more.
We do.
Thought you can do long lives. Yeah. Right?
Oh, I guess we do.
I mean, don't start up right now. I'll give you a break. Why don't we play? What have we got here?
Play Courage of Hearts.
Oh yeah, good one.
All right.
It's the second one on the Dead Man's
Birthday. Man's Birthday, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right. So if you guys, if anybody's just tuning in,
I ain't scared.
We're nearing the end of the hour. And Society Inc. has been here performing in the studio. They will have a CD coming out shortly. Can listen to some stuff online on their Facebook page. And next week I'll post this show on localmotives.org. You'll be able to listen to it there and have it for your very own if you want. And then, and I'll have links to the website there. So, we're going to play another song off the CD, then you guys can kind of take us out with Long Lives in a few minutes, if that sounds okay. That
sounds like a good plan.
Awesome. Who's got the phone on?
Oh, is That's it me right. again? I bet again? It's Matt Lang. He loves it. He goes, never mind, I didn't know you were there. God love you. I'm in the union, so I was going to send a steward in a replacement, because we can do that sometimes. You're like, who are you? I'm doing Al Moore tonight. What's going on?
All right, well, let's do one more CD track here then.
Don't you want to escape from here? Well, I don't want to. I'm too scared to be brave. Like I'm children that try and they fail sometimes. Muster the courage of hearts. Fight all our wars with our gods. I know why. Can't you hear? You hear me? I'm screaming out for you. Lost in sound, smashed to pieces, hiding the truth. Is there anyone who cares? So much silence in our lives. People just stop and stare. And I know why.
Society Inc. on WMPG's Local Motives. Everybody got headphones on?
Oh, yeah.
idea. We're feeling pretty good. Hey, once again, we'd like to thank you and the station for inviting us over on this Friday night. Gives us a place to go.
No, thank you guys. I really appreciate you coming in, and it's been fun. Yeah.
It's been fun. You guys are fun guys to work with, man.
Been pretty friggin' sweet.
Nice. I was kidding. I actually am a Democrat, just for the record. I'm like, I'm on a Democratic station. I don't want my mailbox to be, you know.
I don't judge.
I do. I'm a judger from way back.
So, I'm not a nice guy.
All right. So Alan Moore, David Holmes, David Pike, Kristen Shute, thank you guys so much for coming in. And Jeff and Reed. Lars didn't show. Thank you guys very much for making everything sound good.
And even Diamond Dave stopped, and he's
Diamond
a great guy.
Diamond Dave,
he's
thank
fun.
You very much for coming in and hanging out. And I never have somebody in this seat next to me that wants to talk.
Radio can be a lonely job, can it be?
Sure can.
Yeah, it can be.
It's been a blast.
All right, so you guys have one more. Going to do Long Lives.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, MPG. We'll be at Skybox on January 5th with a whole bunch of rock and roll extravaganza.
Are you, sorry, I got a phone call there. Were you just plugging your show real quick?
Plugging the show and saying goodnight.
What night?
It's going to be January 5th. I have no idea. It's
January
a Saturday
5th.
Night, all-day music event.
That's
country
right.
and bluegrass during the day and lots of talent, lots of fun.
It's the 7th.
And lots of new
it's
music
the 5th.
To come.
It's the 5th. We got a call-in. I love callers. That's
right.
Neat.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And this is Society Inc. on Local Motives.